WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News.
Special report, Baton Rouge police shootings. I'm Elliot Francis. Police in Baton Rouge are doubling up patrols after three police officers were shot and killed Sunday in an ambush-style shooting. Correspondent Reed Binion has the latest.
We're in mourning right now. Anytime you lose an officer, but you lose three officers in one day at one time is just traumatic.
The police chief of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, voicing heartbreak after a gunman killed three officers Sunday. The victims identified as Brad Garofalo, Officer Matthew Gerald, and Officer Montrell Jackson, who on Facebook days earlier had called for an end to hate in the wake of the officer-involved killing of Alton Sterling. The attacker killed in a shootout with police identified as Gavin Long, a prolific social media user who recently tweeted a link apparently expressing support for Dallas shooter Micah Johnson. I'm Reed Binion.
The president has been in touch with the mayor of Baton Rouge, offering the resources of the federal government to aid in the investigation. I'm Elliot Francis. The Republican National Convention in Cleveland gets underway later today. Correspondent Bob Costantini caught up with Donald Trump's campaign manager on the convention floor.
He was brought onto the Trump campaign to get the delegate process solidified. Paul Manafort got the title of convention manager. And while on the floor, the day before the convention starts, Manafort is pleased with how the GOP machinery has lined up behind Trump.
Is everything smooth?
I'm very comfortable with where we are. Last week, the platform committee adopted a platform that reflects the key issues that Donald Trump talked about in the campaign. He talked about building a wall. It took TPP out of it and talked about fair trade.
Manafort puts aside concerns that former Republican presidents and candidates have declined to come here, not to mention the state's own governor. Bob Costantini, Cleveland.
Turkey's state-run news agency says 1,800 Special Force police officers have arrived in Istanbul, taking up positions in critical facilities, patrolling the city. Meanwhile, the president of Turkey has ordered F-16 fighter jets to guard the airspace. I'm Elliot Francis.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. All eyes are on Cleveland as the Republican National Convention gets underway today. And in addition to all the speakers and all the delegates, there will also be demonstrators.
Showing up in a fairly Democratic city, probably going to find some people who don't like Donald Trump very much.
And University of Virginia political scientist Jeff Skelly says it's anyone's guess if demonstrators will wind up overshadowing the scheduled events of the convention.
The news is going to cover the protest to some degree. I guess it depends on whether or not they get out of hand, or whether, if they're peaceful, then maybe they won't get as much attention.
Protest permits have been issued for areas away from the Quicken Loans Arena, and hundreds of extra police have been brought in to help keep the peace. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
In Cleveland this week, Republicans will be very focused on one message: economic growth.
There aren't a lot of jobs left in America, and that we've got to turn in the corner. We've got to change things.
Corey Stewart is the chairman of presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump's Virginia campaign. He says at this week's convention, Republicans will stress America's hurting.
There's been a hollowing out of the manufacturing sector.
Stewart says bringing those manufacturing jobs back to America is key to helping people who are unemployed find work. Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Montgomery County police are investigating the death of a 25-year-old man who may have drowned in a pool at what police are calling an underage drinking party. Diego Padilla of Gaithersburg was at the party when he was found early yesterday unresponsive in the pool. Police charged 10 people between the ages of 18 and 20 with underage possession of alcohol. One juvenile was also arrested. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 18,517, the Nasdaq at 50,030. Sports: a marathon at Nationals Park as the Nats come up short in a 2-1, 18-inning loss to the Pirates. The O's lose to Tampa Bay, and Henrik Stenson wins the British Open. WMAL News Time 5:04. Up next, traffic and weather. Then it's Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Attention homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops or something doesn't seem quite right, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's right, a free service call with any repair. That's huge savings. If your AC breaks down, ARS Rescue Router is ready to help 24 hours a day. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
5 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Southbound 95 in Virginia, right past Mountain View Road, a tractor-trailer accident blocks the right lane. Also southbound 95 Virginia, this time before Backlick Road, there's an accident. Two left lanes are blocked. Police are on the scene of this one. Temple Hills westbound Suitland Parkway between Naylor Road and Alabama Avenue, an accident blocking all lanes. Police and fire departments on the scene. Traffic diverted off of Branch Avenue and some heavy volume northbound 414 between Hagen Road and Temple Hill Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got a mix of clouds and sun to get the work week started, and later on we've got chances for some showers and thunderstorms. A hot 96 for the high. Tonight, stray shower, thunderstorm, otherwise mostly cloudy, low 75. Mostly sunny tomorrow, slight chance for showers or storms, high 91. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 77 in Arlington, 77 in Bethesda, and 77 in Washington. It's time for the reality TV starter show. He's ready for prime time. Donald Trump at the Republican National Convention. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
If it's Monday, it must be Cleveland. Good morning. It's Mornings on the Mall on WMAL, and we are live from the Media Center at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland, Ohio. It's Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry, and coming up this morning, we're loaded for bear. 6:05, we'll check in with a convention's historian to see how this convention sits with the history of conventions. We're also going to speak at 6:50 with Scott McClain. He's our correspondent in Baton Rouge this morning. 7:05, our regular visit with Joe DiGenova. Plenty to talk to Joe about. 7:15, our old friend Matt Schlapp of the American Conservative Union live here in Cleveland. Then at 7:35, Scotty Neil Hughes, spokesperson for the Trump, well, not spokesperson, but a good friend of the Trump campaign. She'll also be here live. 8:05, check it out, Fox News Channel stud Eric Bolling. He will be our guest right here at the Radio Row. And at 8:35, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, author of Field of Flight.
Do you think that's enough?
That's a whole lot live here. Oh, and look at that. It's Brian Wilson.
Good morning to you, everybody, from Cleveland. And we are here ready to go, cranking up and getting our Radio Row set up, ready to go, for you to bring all the information from Cleveland. But, of course, there is a real concern here on the streets of Cleveland about security. We have protesters that are expected to be there. A whole area has been set off for them so that they can carry out their First Amendment rights. But there is a concern not about the First Amendment rights, but about our Second Amendment rights and whether or not people in Ohio should be, as they are allowed in this state, to open carry on the streets of Cleveland during this convention. The police union, a guy by the name of Steve Loomis, is in charge of the police union in Cleveland, and he is asking the governor to suspend open carry laws in the state of Ohio during the convention. Here's Steve Loomis.
Because it's the right thing to do. I don't want to hear that we can't do it, because we're doing it in a six-block radius around the hard zone. So if you're telling me that you can't do it, then that implies that the delegates' lives are more important than the police officers' lives and the folks outside the motor gate.
You see, because inside the arena, you can't carry. You can't get through security with a weapon. But on the outside, just in the outside, where the protest will take place, you can carry a weapon openly, legally, in the state of Ohio. Here's more of Steve Loomis.
We don't want to divert the very limited resources that we have by watching people that, you know, good, God-fearing, law-abiding citizens that have an open carry. That's going to draw our attention in this, this tragic world that we're living in right now. And we want to have all our resources looking for the truly bad people that are going to come out here.
All right, so that's Steve Loomis. That's the police department position, and they renewed that call yesterday after the shootings of killing of three police officers in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, yesterday. So what did the governor say? Governor John Kasich has come out with a statement saying that he does not have the constitutional authority to change the laws, and he has declined to try to do that. So who is right and who is wrong? On one side, you have your police officers, the thin blue line out there responsible for maintaining the peace. They are under attack nationwide, it seems, Dallas, Baton Rouge, other places. And so they're saying, no, let's do away with open carry for the few days that this convention is underway. We don't need the chaos of trying to figure out who is a good guy and who is a bad guy. And then on the other side of the equation, you have the governor who says, hey, the Constitution is the Constitution. The Second Amendment is just as important as the First Amendment, and you should have the right to open carry. Which do you think is right? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. One of the things that has not been discussed in this is that apparently there are some restrictions on what you can do with a gun in Cleveland or in Ohio. You can't brandish it in a threatening manner. You must always operate it in a safe way. So anybody who chooses to point the weapon or wave the weapon would be immediately subject to arrest. I would assume that police have the authority to stop someone and say, where is your, and I want to make sure you have legal ownership of that gun, that you are legally registered to own that gun. I would feel a lot better if we knew that the people who were carrying guns were legal owners of those guns, and it seems to me that would be within the right of the police officers to do that. We know that people who are legal owners of guns very rarely cause gun violence. So let's maybe do that. But otherwise, I think open carry has to stay right now, and I can understand the consternation of the police department as they try to sort this out, but I think there are some rules that they can apply to this situation that will make it more manageable.
Here's the thing. This has less to do with rights as it has to do with public safety. I think if we truly care about public safety, we need to embrace open carry. Because where do these mass shootings occur? They occur where it is a gun-free zone. I don't want to turn all of the state of Ohio or downtown Cleveland, for that matter, into one giant Pulse nightclub or one giant movie theater in Aurora, Ohio. It's outrageous and ridiculous. If I wanted to cause mayhem with a weapon, and I knew because of all of this public outcry that suddenly there would be no one carrying in downtown Cleveland except for law enforcement officials, guess where I'm going to create mayhem? Downtown Cleveland, where I have hundreds of thousands of people all stuck in one place, and the only people carrying are law enforcement. You're right. Here in the zone where the convention is going on, where you have to go through Secret Service, there is a check to make sure you don't have a weapon. But since we've gone through that check, how many law enforcement officers have you passed in the 200 yards to walk to the media center?
There are a lot of them.
They're everywhere. Lot of them. Yeah. And listen, I don't want to live in that police state everywhere around the state of Ohio and the city of Cleveland. I think if it is well known that people could be carrying all throughout downtown Cleveland, that is actually making me feel safer. I don't think someone's going to try to create mayhem with it.
All right. So what do you think about it? To the phone lines we go. Tony in Arlington, start us off. You're on with Brian and Larry, live from Cleveland.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Well, pretty good. What do you think?
I think that, you know, what you're probably going to have, you're going to have the, you know, far left, Black Lives Matter, guys like that, and you're going to have the far right, the bikers and things like that, and they're both going to be open carry. You have the opportunity to have, like, a powder keg, like, almost like a small race war down there. And that's a scary situation for the cops because they're going to be in the middle. Painting this narrative like they're saying it because they think there's going to be a sniper or something like that. No, it's between the two protesting bodies that are going to be down there that's going to be open carry where the scary part is.
So you're not worried about the police. You're worried about the people mixing it up on their own.
Yeah, I think that both sides will be open carry, and both sides, this opportunity, both sides to get into a fight and both pull their guns, yeah.
So, Tony, do you support open carry in other circumstances around the country?
Yeah, I'm an NRA member. I support concealed carry and open carry.
So how does your argument against your argument in support of suspending open carry because of the protesters down here in Cleveland, how does that translate to any other real-world situation? I mean, can't the police make the exact same argument that you just made? We're caught in the middle. We've got these guys who are carrying. We've got those guys who are carrying. And we just want to create order so nobody should carry.
I mean, I understand what you guys are saying. But, you know, at this point, we're at a point in history where it's kind of unparalleled. You know, you're going to have open carry down there. You've had incidents where emotions are running so high on both sides. Emotions already are high against Trump and for Trump. I mean,
so because people don't like Trump, we should suspend our Second Amendment.
I said for Trump and against Trump. Like, I mean, why are you guys trying to start? I said it's on both sides.
Okay. But you said emotions are running high. When was the last time we saw people, conservatives, people on the right, as you called them, shooting up people on the left?
You know, it's not necessarily where you have one side shooting up the side on the left or anything like that.
Well, right now we do.
You probably would have to date back probably to the 80s or something like that, when you did have conservative or right wing groups on a fringe, and they were, you know, going after people. But you have incidents where.
Like, yeah, I'm not aware of that, Tony.
Hello?
I'm not aware of that. I'm not aware of in the 80s when right-wing groups were shooting up people on the left. But listen, we're going to continue with more calls. You definitely got your time, Tony, and I appreciate it. I always like it when you mix it up with us. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Tony. Greatly appreciate your call. Well, look, we're going to take more of your calls. 888-630-9625. Should they suspend open carry or not? It really comes down to the First Amendment and the Second Amendment, and and both of them are important. And the police say they're stuck in the middle here right now, and they want a little help. We'll take more of your calls. 888-630-9625. Right now, it is 5:15 on WML. Time for traffic and weather for 2 minutes. First on the fives. Here's Dave Solomon in for Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Southbound 95 in Virginia past Mountain View Road, a tractor-trailer accident takes out the right lane. Also southbound 95, this time before Backlick Road, an accident now over on the shoulder. Temple Hill, Suitland Parkway, both directions between Naylor Road and Alabama Avenue. There's an accident investigation. All lanes are blocked. Police are out there. Fire department's there. Westbound traffic is getting off at Branch Avenue. Eastbound traffic at Alabama Avenue. That is causing a tie-up. Northbound Branch Avenue between Southern Avenue and Alabama Avenue. It's down to about 8 miles per hour. Still pretty good shape of the Beltway along with 270 and 66. Up GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, the weather's going to be pretty hot today. Chance of rain will be temperatures in the upper 90s. Supposed to be very, very hot in the area today. Currently in the nation's capital, it is 77 degrees here on WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
All right, this is Brian and Larry live from Cleveland, where there is a big debate going on between the police and the governor, and it has to do over the law in the state of Ohio, which allows you to open carry just outside the convention hall. You will be allowed to carry a weapon if you have a legal weapon in the state of Ohio, and if you're coming in from out of state and you have a legal weapon, you would be allowed to carry it. The police are saying, no, you know, this is a bad time for that. We want you to restrict open carry in the state. They've gone to the governor, and the governor said, hey, I don't have the authority to do that. So do the police have a point here, or do you believe that the Second Amendment right overrides those concerns? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. How about Alan Silver Spring, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. You know, I'm very hesitant about this because you've got all those people in one place, and then you're going to have all these people with open carry, and if one person starts shooting, then nobody knows who's really shooting, and it's a chain reaction, and a lot of people can get killed.
Well, you know, they did have this problem in Dallas when the police officers were under attack, that there was a protester who was open carrying. And for a while, his picture was all over the cable news channels. The police want to talk to this guy. Turns out he wasn't involved in it whatsoever. And the police handled it very responsibly, I thought, in that particular case. But there was a moment of confusion. Here was a guy who was apparently exercising his Second Amendment rights and his First Amendment rights simultaneously. and he became, for a while, a suspect in the murder of those Dallas police officers.
Yeah, but he didn't do anything. He's a responsible gun owner, and most people who carry are responsible gun owners, and they're trained. And I don't know. It seems to me that if you're looking for public safety, you don't turn the entire area or the entire country into a gun-free zone, because then you lose your argument, basically. At what point, then, do you stand on some sort of principles about the ability to exercise the Second Amendment for the purposes of personal or public safety? To me, this is the reason why we need open carry, because it will dissuade a whole lot of people, probably anybody, from coming down here. How about Jeff in West Virginia? Jeff, you're on WMAL. Should we suspend the Second Amendment for the purpose of public safety?
Yes, sir. I totally defend the Second Amendment. I believe in the open carry. I believe in concealed carry. The issues, just like you just talked about, where we have issues where, these sick people come and attack innocent people, are gun-free zones.
Right.
If you look at them, they're 90% gun-free. Once in a while, you'll get one like in Texas. But the gun-free zones, they're just target-rich environments for the people that are that want to cause harm to innocent people. So, therefore, where you have law-abiding citizens that open carry, that conceal carry, the cowards that want to cause this harm, they're not going to want to go to those places.
Yeah, listen, Ben, if they're on a suicide mission, they're on a suicide mission, and they know they're going to get killed either way, but there's nothing we can do to stop that. If anything, in my opinion, if there are more people than just law enforcement carrying, if there are more good guys with guns, then whatever havoc a suicide shooter might want to wreak, it'll be mitigated because he'll be taken out faster.
Absolutely. I would rather have law-abiding citizens that actually carry and know how to use their weapon behind me than I would have people that aren't allowed to carry.
I as well. Thank you, Ben. I appreciate. Thank you, Jeff. I appreciate the call.
Yeah, I think if I'm going to be out on the streets, I would like to be packing heat. Right now, I mean, I just think I would.
I like to know if we're walking around the protesters in downtown Cleveland that Brian Wilson has my back.
but inside, I'm sort of okay with there not being any guns. Actually, to be honest with you, we got the best of both worlds. Let's see. Let's take.
More of your calls.
More
in
of
a
your
moment.
Calls straight ahead. It is now 5:22.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call McCarthy Services. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit McCarthyHomeservices.com.
I've done this a million times.
You never know when an emergency will arise.
Watch this!
So don't wait until you have one to know where the nearest emergency room is. With 12 locations, there's always an Inova emergency room near you. And the Inova app shows you which is the closest and each of their wait times. Our 12 hospital-based and freestanding emergency rooms are all open 24 hours and offer board-certified emergency physicians and seamless transport to the area's only Level 1 trauma center at Inova Fairfax Hospital. With specialized children's emergency rooms at Inova Fairfax and Inova Loudoun Hospitals, our pediatrics-trained emergency physicians are prepared to treat emergencies and patients of any size. So when the inevitable happens, you're prepared. Inova, join the future of health. Visit inova.org/app.
Summer vacation season, it's on you, and it's time for that family to get away and have some time together. But what about your stuff? What about your stuff at your home? Is it protected? Are the things that you care about, are they going to be okay while you're gone? And by the way, how much are you paying for that home security monitoring service right now? Are you paying $30, $40, $50 a month? Well, that's too much. You need to stop that. You need to call Ackerman Security Systems. You'll get monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alerting, carbon monoxide, starting at only $19.95 a month. Ackerman can switch your existing service service for free, so you could start saving today. And here is the really big news. Backed by popular demand, it's the best offer they give. Switch your service to Ackerman by July 31st and get up to 6 months of monitoring absolutely free. With over 40 years of experience, you can trust the professionals at Ackerman. They're the only company with a guaranteed response time, and if you want technology, they've got it. Call Ackerman Security. Protect your home and family. Remember, make the switch by July 31st. Get up to 6 months of monitoring free. That's 888-999-1070. Visit AckermanSecurity.com.
You get used to it, but you really shouldn't.
I'm not sure what you mean.
Let me turn this off. Junk is like ambient noise.
You don't realize how much it was bothering you until it's gone.
Now let's get rid of some visual noise.
All you have to do is point.
That, and that.
And all of that.
Wow, it's a new world.
We work until midnight, 7 days a week, so you never have to take off work to meet us.
When you're ready for some visual peace and quiet,
visit 1-800-GUTJUNK.com.
It's 5:24 on WMAL. Let's take one more call. What do you think about this? In the city of Cleveland, the police say we don't want open carry during the convention, during these protests. Excuse me, I'm sorry. It is time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes from the fives. Here is Jamie Witten. I'm sorry, it's now Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We got some problems in Temple Hill, Suitland Parkway, both directions between Naylor Road and Alabama Avenue. An accident investigation is blocking all lanes. Police and fire departments on the scene. The westbound traffic is being diverted off at Branch Avenue, eastbound at Alabama Avenue. That's causing a problem. Northbound Branch Avenue, it's heavy volume between Southern Avenue and Alabama Avenue. Southbound 95 Virginia past Mountain View Road, tractor trailer accident takes out the right lane. Also in southbound 95 Virginia, this time before Backlick Road, an accident has now been cleared out. We're pretty good shape on 395. No big delays along the Beltway for now. 270 and 66 in good shape. Up from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun for us with a chance for some showers or thunderstorms. 96 is where we're headed for that hot high today. Stray shower or thunderstorm tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy, low 75. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, slight chance for showers or thunderstorms. 91 the high. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees. It is now 5:26 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We're talking about open carry in Cleveland. The police say, look, let's do away with it. The governor says, I don't have the authority to do that. Is this a place and a time where people should be carrying their weapons openly, given the nature of what's been going on in this country, police being attacked in every place? It's a very interesting conversation to have. First Amendment, Second Amendment rights at play here. Mike in Damascus, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning. What do you think?
Well, I think we should allow it because I don't know Ohio law, but not anybody can just strap on a gun. If there's someone carrying open carry, they're going to have a permit. And I would much rather know where that weapon is than some bad guy having a weapon concealed. The bad guy's going to have his weapon concealed anyhow.
Yeah, so you think check them, make sure that they're legal, and then let them go.
Yeah, absolutely. Leastwise, I know where my threat may be if I see it.
All right, listen.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. Greatly appreciate it. It's now 5:28 on WMAL.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353. 800-775-9353.
Waving to someone and then realizing you don't know them. Embarrassing. Walking through a screen door at a large party. Embarrassing. Talking to your doctor about your poop? Come on, it's your doctor. He's heard it all before, so don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor if you have frequent diarrhea, unexplained weight loss, gas, bloating, or stomach pain. Because if you have just one of these symptoms, you could have a medical condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. It means your pancreas isn't making enough enzymes to break down the food you eat. But the good news is, EPI is a manageable condition. Go to identifyepi.com and take the symptom quiz. That's identifyepi.com. Print out your answers, bring it to your doctor, and just talk about your symptoms. Don't keep a lid on it. Talk to your doctor. Go to identifyepi.com to learn more.
Brought to you by AbbVie.
Well, three officers are dead. Three were injured in Baton Rouge yesterday, and the president had some things to say about it that have raised a few eyebrows. We'll talk about that when we come back. It is now 5:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Baton Rouge remains a city in shock this morning after the ambush shooting deaths of three police officers early yesterday.
The investigation is still unfolding. We're told that last night, officers detained two people and questioned them for several hours. No charges were filed, though. This goes in line with what officials have told us, that the suspect was not alone here in Baton Rouge, though it's unclear if the people he was with knew the extent of the plot that he was about to undertake. A plot that has rattled this community and shocked the nation.
Correspondent Boris Sanchez. Melania Trump is among those scheduled to speak tonight, the opening night of the Republican National Convention in Cleveland.
Party unity, showcasing Mike Pence, that new running mate, perhaps pivoting towards the general election. These are all key components that Republican officials say Donald Trump has to achieve over the course of these next 4 days. But rising above all of it today, in this stage behind me, what you're going to hear about is security, both at home and abroad.
Donald Trump pledging strength ahead of the first day of the Republican National Convention. Weeks of national and international turmoil heavily impacting today's events. Coincidentally themed, Make America Safe Again.
Correspondent Phil Mattingly. In a courtroom in Baltimore today, a judge will deliver his verdict in the trial of the fourth police officer charged in Freddie Gray's death. Lieutenant Brian Rice is the highest ranking of the six officers who were charged in the case. Like two previous officers, Rice opted for a bench trial. Those two other officers were both acquitted. The first of the four trials ended in a hung jury. France's Interior Ministry says 29 people are still in intensive care and are among 59 still hospitalized after the Bastille Day truck attack in Nice. He also says investigators have no evidence so far that the truck driver had any links to terrorist networks. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,517. The Nasdaq at 50,30. Sports: Starling Marte homers in the 18th inning as the Pirates outlast the Nationals. The O's lose in Tampa Bay, and Henrik Stenson captures his first major, outdueling Phil Mickelson to win the British Open. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Do you feel like you're losing the battle with your teeth? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, the practice that's been helping fearful patients in our community and around the country for years, has the answer you're looking for. The warm, wonderful team at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry sees patients every day who've been fighting a losing battle with gum disease and many other dental problems. These patients have invested a substantial amount of money and time away from their family, their work, and their life, only to be confronted with these same issues again and again. But it doesn't have to be this way. Call Rocky at Bethesda Sedation Dentistry, 301-530-2434, to learn more about their life-changing solution for these debilitating problems. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry can help you experience the beautiful smile you deserve. Call 301-530-2434. Again, that's 301-530-2434. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep. Dream. Smile.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
535 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Southbound 95 in Virginia past Mountain View Road. A tractor-trailer accident takes out the right lane. Northbound 95 in Virginia starting to slow down 784 to the Prince William Parkway. Checking the metro, the orange, silver, and blue lines all have delays in both directions. It's due to a signal problem in Temple Hill, Suitland Parkway. Both directs between Naylor Road and Alabama Avenue. An accident investigation has now been cleared out. We're in pretty good shape still. The Anacostia Freeway, no big problems on 270 or 66. Beltway and 395 moving pretty well for now. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Mix of clouds and sun for us with a chance for some showers or thunderstorms. 96 is where we're headed for that hot high today. Stray shower or thunderstorm tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy, low 75. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, slight chance for showers or thunderstorms. 91 the high. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Manassas, 70 and only 77 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
Good morning, everybody. It is now 537 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. It's Brian and Larry live from the Q in Cleveland for the RNC National Convention. And boy, have we got stuff stacked up throughout the morning. Coming up at 6:05, Lee Edwards, a convention historian, will join us. Scott McClain will join us from Baton Rouge to talk about the police shootings there. 7:05, our legal analyst, Joe DeGeneva. At 7:15 or so, Matt Schlapp will be here from the American Conservative Union. Scotty Nell Hughes, who is out there always talking about Donald Trump, will be here at 7:35. It goes on, folks. Eric Bowling from The Five on Fox will join us in the 8 o'clock hour, as will Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, somebody who was talked about as a running mate for Donald Trump, but certainly as an advisor to Donald Trump on national security and military issues. I'm Brian Wilson. That's not enough. He's Larry O'Connor. We're live in Cleveland.
Shot fired, officer down.
The horrible sound off the police scanner in Baton Rouge, Louisiana yesterday as three police officers were murdered in an ambush, a cowardly, disgusting ambush where a 911 was called to have police come and respond to an emergency situation, which they do so bravely, so often, and three gunmen, three murderers were lying in wait for them. A horrible scene out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You've heard that story already. It dominated the news headlines yesterday. President Obama took to the podium and gave a five-minute address yesterday in the press room at the White House. Here's a little bit.
I know we're about to enter a couple of weeks of conventions where our political rhetoric tends to be more overheated than usual. And that is why it is so important that everyone, regardless of race or political party or profession, regardless of what organizations you are a part of, everyone right now focus on words and actions that can unite this country rather than divide it further.
Wow, that's really remarkable to hear this man say that. And let me just say, there's a lot of hypocrisy in there as well. I'll get to that in a moment. But the president does make a certain point here, not in terms of toning down our rhetoric, but the fact that these conventions are coming up. The Republican National Convention begins today. That's why we're here in Cleveland. And we should hear some things from our leaders or the people who want to be our leaders from the stage at the convention starting tonight. And that's my question to you. What do you want to hear? How should the Republican National Convention and the speakers on the stage address the current state of affairs in America with regard to race relations and the relations between many people in this country and our law enforcement? 888-630-9625. What message do you want sent? And it's, by the way, it's not politicizing. I know everybody's going to say, oh, they shouldn't politicize what's going on with Black Lives Matter. They shouldn't politicize what's going on with law enforcement. They shouldn't. No, this isn't politicizing. This is about showing us what our future could be if we had some different leadership right now. That's not politicizing. It's letting us know exactly how this country could and should change. I've got some ideas about it, but I'd love to hear from you. 888-630-WMAL. Here's a little bit more of the president.
We don't need inflammatory rhetoric. We don't need careless accusations thrown around to score political points or to advance an agenda. We need to temper our words and open our hearts, all
you know,
of us.
The fact that this is the day before the Republican convention tells you exactly. He's linking political speech and political rhetoric with the murder of police officers in Baton Rouge yesterday.
Well, maybe he should, and maybe he should take some responsibility for some of this.
Well, and the protesters of Black Lives Matter who demonize police officers, who basically tell the American people that police officers are racist, murdering maniacs who are just out to kill black people whenever they can. Maybe that's irresponsible rhetoric. I don't hear him lecturing them. And also, by the way, so suddenly, when it's Black Lives Matter's killing, or excuse me, we don't know if it was Black Lives Matter. I believe they were inspired by Black Lives Matter. Yeah. Killing these police officers, suddenly it's about their motives, it's about messaging, it's about political rhetoric. It's not about guns. Isn't that remarkable?
Yeah.
That suddenly
all
now
of a
it's
sudden,
not about
yeah,
guns.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I mean, this administration has been very supportive. Their attorney general has been very supportive of Black Lives Matter. The president has been supportive of Black Lives Matter. Officials with Black Lives Matter are actually in the room at the White House often. In this administration.
Oh, an honored guest.
Honored guest.
I would argue that many people in this administration are Black Lives Matter.
Well, and so, look, I mean, you also then hear, I heard it here on the streets of Cleveland, the police officers on the street of Cleveland have been dealing with the Black Lives Matter protest here leading up to this convention, and they say that when they're in the middle of all of this, that the Black Lives Matter protesters are saying horrific, horrible things to them and have suggested that they would like to kill them. Well, okay, that's the rhetoric that needs to be toned down. And, Mr. President, when you bring those people to the White House and you make them honored guests, then, you know, that's not the right message. You need to condemn their language. You need to condemn their actions. And until you do that, then I don't think you have much to talk about.
Yeah, and well, let's hear a little bit more. Here's the president again pontificating. Suddenly, after the murder of these police officers in Baton Rouge, he's pontificating about our political rhetoric. Listen to this.
My fellow Americans, only we can prove through words and through deeds that we will not be divided, and we're going to have to keep on doing it again and again and again. That's how this country gets united. That's how we bring people of goodwill together. Only we can prove that we have the grace and the character and the common humanity to end this kind of senseless violence.
Does he not understand that he has said things that have created part of this environment? Does he not get that?
Every single opportunity the president has had when there is some sort of tension between the police officers and the communities that they police, he has immediately, without fail, sided against the police officers. It goes all the way back to the police acted stupidly in Cambridge, Massachusetts. Lauren in Aspen Hill, wait there. We'll get to you in a moment and more of your calls on this. What do you want to hear from the Republican National Convention about the current state of race and law enforcement in America? 888-630-WMAL.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter sent a letter to the House and Senate Armed Services Committee's leadership that outlines several concerns he has with the 2017 National Defense Authorization Act. The letter makes clear his intentions to work with House and Senate leadership on the budget, but spells out three broad areas of serious concern with the legislation. You can find the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
You know, nobody likes paying higher taxes. Chris Plant here. I just met with an amazing financial coach and syndicated radio host, David Ahrens. David specializes in a strategy to help you enjoy a tax-free retirement. He ran a scenario for me, and let me tell you, I was very impressed. No gimmicks here. Take my advice, give David a call, and he'll deliver a free copy of his award-winning book. 888-411-4130. Nothing could be more important to your financial future. 888-411-4130.
One night with two Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. Jeff Beck and Buddy Guy. Together. Wednesday, July 27th. Wolf Trap. Jeff Beck and Buddy Guy. Together. Tickets are on sale now. Order online at wolftrap.org or call 877-WOLF-TRAP. Wolf Trap. Summer has never sounded better.
It is 5:45 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Westbound 50 past Outlet Center Drive. All lanes are blocked. This is caused by a downed tree. Southbound 95 Virginia past Mountain View Road. Tractor-trailer accident. The right lane is blocked. Northbound 95 Virginia. It's heavy volume. 784 the Prince William Parkway. Also between Stafford and 610 at Lothian and Arundel County. Southern Maryland Boulevard Route 4 at Lower Pendell Road. An accident in Upper Marlboro. Southbound Crane Highway slows down between Croom Road and South Osborne Road. Checking the Metro. Some problems. The Orange and Silver and Blue lines expect delays both directions due to a signal problem. The Red Line is single tracking between Bethesda and Van Ness. It's suspected in both directions. It's due to unscheduled track work. Not from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WFAL Weather Channel forecast.
We've got a mix of clouds and sun to get the work week started, and later on we've got chances for some showers and thunderstorms. A hot 96 for the high. Tonight, stray shower, thunderstorm, otherwise mostly cloudy, low 75. Mostly sunny tomorrow, slight chance for showers or storms, high 91. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees. It is now 5:46 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
We don't need inflammatory rhetoric. We don't need careless accusations thrown around to score political points or to advance an agenda. We need to temper our words and open our hearts, all of us.
Let me translate what the president said there on the eve of the Republican National Convention. He said, hey, don't blame me for Black Lives Matter. Don't blame me for the racial tensions in America. Don't blame me and don't blame the Democrats and don't blame the Black Lives Matter protesters for the murder of cops. Basically trying to preempt any kind of law and order message that we could be getting from the Republican National Conventions. It was a shameless politicization of this tragic event, in fact, because he doesn't want to own up to his responsibility in this. What do you want to hear from the RNC today? I can't wait to hear Rudy Giuliani's words. I'm going to look on the schedule and circle in big red with a big red pen exactly when Rudy Giuliani takes the stage, because this is an opportunity for the Republicans to say things will change in this country. It will change for a better, because the police officers in the country are going to know that the Attorney General and the President of the United States are on their side. Lauren in Aspen Hill, what do you want to hear from the RNC this week?
Good morning, guys.
Hey.
First thing, I've been a Trump supporter since Walker pulled out of the race. And from Trump and his running mate, I'd like to hear that they plan to start building the fence immediately.
Well, I think you'll hear that for sure.
Most of the Hispanic families that I know from church want the fence built quickly, because they want to get their salaries back up.
Well, but specifically, illegal. Lauren, specifically in response to the current state of affairs with cops being targeted and killed in cities around the country.
Yeah, and exactly. And this is, you know, I don't think that the police are going to be safe unless they maybe pull a walkout. I don't know.
Yeah. Lauren, thank you for the call. I do want to get to as many as we can in the short time. I appreciate you calling in, though, as always. Mike in Bristow, you're next up on WMAL. What do you think?
Hey, guys. Good morning. I want to hear that we're going to become a nation of laws again. And go back to what Reagan said back in the 80s, where he said, we're not going to blame society for the criminality of a person. We're going to blame the person for the criminality of their actions. And we need to hold them accountable. We need to get back. That's what being making America great again is becoming a law and order society again, where people understand the rules and they follow them. And when they don't, they're held accountable. That's what I want to hear.
I would love to hear that, Mike, and thank you for that. Brian, at the DNC in Philadelphia, we're going to hear a lot of people praising Black Lives Matter. We're going to hear a lot of people talking about the quoting statistics and showing the racial disparity between how minorities are treated by the police and how the non-minorities in America, whites in America, are treated by police. It's going to be the same old divisive rhetoric. I'd like to hear law and order from this convention.
Well, I think that is definitely on the agenda from what we can tell.
But the president trying to preempt it with those words. Oh, we don't want to hear any irresponsible blaming.
Yeah.
Jim and Alexandria, you're
so irresponsible to talk about obeying the law.
Yeah, that's irresponsible. Jim and Alexandria, you're next up on WMAL. Hey, Jim.
Hey, my opinion of the Black Lives Matter thing is kind of based on what I've discussed with several black people that I work with, and I think it's been corrupted, but I think the initial message was Black Lives Matter as much as anyone else's lives matter. The trouble is that slogan doesn't sit on a picket sign. And I think it's been corrupted now by people who just want to go out and protest for the heck of it.
Yes.
What I'd like to hear tonight is we understand where you're coming from. We would like to see you protest peacefully. We would like to see you follow the laws in your locality and don't block highways and things like that. I would like to see them say we support everyone in this political party here in the Republicans, but we don't support one over another.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. That's a great point. And listen, I agree with you. I have no doubt that there are people out there marching in the name of Black Lives Matters, and their hearts are in the right place, and they're not trying to be divisive. The problem is, Black Lives Matters, by definition, that slogan and the name, it is racially divisive.
Yeah.
There's no two ways about it.
Well, it's 5:51 on WMAL. Here's El Rushbo.
Hey, look at this. Just in time for the election cycle, the global warming alarmists are back. New studies claiming the sea levels are rising. Obama hasn't stopped the oceans from rising, apparently, despite his promises. And guess what? It's your fault. That's right. An international team of scientists studied 24 locations around the world. Stop there. Think about how big the Earth is, how enormous the oceans are. Now think about what a tiny sample 24 locations is. But I digress. These scientists say that until the 1880s, the fastest the sea ever rose was about 3 to 4 centimeters a century. And then mankind started industries, and the seas got really mad, and they started rising even faster. And then in the 20th century, sea levels rose 14 centimeters. After 1993, it got really, really bad. Mankind would not stop industrializing, so the seas had a temper tantrum. They rose 30 centimeters. And the future is grim. If you people keep expelling heat-trapping gas from your industries and your orifices and from your fossil fuel vehicles, the world's oceans could rise anywhere from 28 to 131 centimeters. These scientists claim they examined data going back 3,000 years, so you have to trust them. Or just drive your fossil fuel vehicle to the beach. Look at the ocean for yourself. You'll see it looks bigger, it looks wetter, it looks wilder and angrier than it's ever looked. I don't know how people sleep at night, especially you car owners, oceanfront property. You're killing us. You're literally killing us.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
We can do so much with today's technology, like shop and bank online. We can use public Wi-Fi. But those things can expose your personal information to identity thieves. LifeLock believes that you can still feel good about doing all those things and not having to worry, because LifeLock can help protect you you from identity theft. Unlike free credit monitoring services, which only detect changes in your credit, LifeLock's proprietary technology detects and alerts you to a huge variety of identity threats. And their U.S.-based specialists work to resolve issues if your identity is ever stolen. Now, nobody can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but with LifeLock, you can do a lot more with more peace of mind. Membership starts $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Enrollment takes minutes. Protection starts immediately. Call 800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now. Promo code RUSH. 10% off your deal. 800-440-4833.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
It is 5:55 on WML. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Dave Solomon in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Westbound 50 past Outlet Center Drive. The left lane is open. This is the scene where a vehicle struck a fallen tree. Southbound 95 Virginia, right past Mountain View Road, tractor-trailer accident blocking the right lane. Northbound 95 Virginia starting to slow down. 784 to the Prince William Parkway and Stafford to 610 in Lothian and Anne Arundel County. Route 4, Southern Maryland Boulevard at Lower Pendale Road. There is an accident. Southbound Anacostia Freeway, some heavy volume Polk Street to East Capitol Street and Silver Spring. Southbound 97 slows Aspen Hill Road to Hewitt Avenue. Checking the Metro, orange, silver, and blue lines have delays both directions due to a signal problem. Red line, single tracking between Bethesda and Van Ness. Delays both directions. It's all due to unscheduled track work. Now GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Seeing a chance for some showers and thunderstorms later in the day. Otherwise, mix of clouds and sun and hot, high 96. Tonight, stray shower, thunderstorm. Otherwise, mostly cloudy, 75. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 77 degrees. It is now 5:56.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
Far, far away. A place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected delivers unwanted mishaps to small businesses. But fear not. When the unexpected strikes, The Hartford is known for helping small businesses prevail with property, liability, and workers' compensation insurance. Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
When you're single, you get a lot of great dating advice. And by great, I mean terrible.
You should totally ask out that woman at work.
Sure, what could go wrong? Oh, yeah, pretty much everything.
Dude, get a motorcycle. Chicks dig bikes.
Unless it turns out you don't know how to drive one, then you can have your first date in the emergency room.
Yeah, it's been 6 months. Of course you can date her sister.
Okay, I'm gonna pretend I didn't even hear that. You know, just because they're your good friends doesn't mean they have good advice. But there is one piece of advice you can count on. Check out It's Just Lunch. It's Just Lunch is the world's number one personalized matchmaking service for busy professionals. And the reason we're so successful is because we're so successful. We get to know our clients, and we use that knowledge to make great hand-picked matches. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Find out what an It's Just Lunch matchmaker can do for you. Call 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Do you have a family you care about? Don't have them wishing you didn't keep putting off doing the right thing. Hi, this is Attorney Mike Collins. I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on you, but I am trying to get you to shape up your affairs. Sleep easier knowing you've done all you can to protect your loved ones from needless expense, taxes, and hassle down the road. Come to my seminar and learn what you need to do now to avoid a legal mess in the future. Tuition is free. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Breaking news. Some people will pay double the price for identical things. But why? Senior savings analyst Tom is trying to figure it out.
I'm at Zips Dry Cleaners with Anna.
Hello.
Now, Anna just got a beautiful jacket dry cleaned. How much did you pay, Anna?
$2.29.
Huh, interesting. Now, are you willing to pay $5 instead?
Why? Do I get anything out of it?
No, just the satisfaction of knowing you paid twice as much for the exact same quality of dry cleaning.
No, why on earth would I do that?
Well, that's what some people are doing every day when they take their dry cleaning to a place other than Zips.
Oof, I feel for those people. Really do.
Don't worry, Anna. They're welcome at Zips, where we'll dry clean any garment for just $2.29, cash or credit, using the same process as full-price cleaners. Same day service, same high quality, half the price. Zips Dry Cleaners. We clean clothes with a clean conscience.
Visit one of Zips' 46 locations or go to 321zips.com.
To all the men and women that serve our country,
we'd like to thank you for your service.
For all you do to keep us safe.
Thank you for all you do for our country.
Brought to you by ARS Rescue Rooter. Thank you for keeping us safe.
Coming up on WMAL.
We're live in Cleveland for the RNC. We're going to speak with Lee Edwards. He's a historian. Talk to him about conventions past and why they're important.
The vice presidential nominee and Trump were on 60 Minutes.